about to say something. Lightweight step aside when we coming. Feel it in your chest, the syllables get pumping. People on the street to panic and start running. Words on loose leaf sheet, complete coming. I jump on my mind, I summon the rhyme I'm dumping. Feeling the blind, I promise to let your sun in. Sick of the dark ways, we march to the drumming. Jump when they tell us that they want to see jumping. Dad, I want to see some fist pumping. Risk something, take back what's yours. Say something that you know they might attack. Cause I'm sick of being treated like I had before. Like a stupid standing for what I'm standing for. Like this war's really just a different brand of war. Like it doesn't cater to rich.
All right, guys, welcome to Wide Awake Radio. I'm your host, Charlie McGrath. It is the 13th, Friday the 13th of January, 2012. And tonight we're not doing Open Topic Friday, although I'll be monitoring the chat here. And if you have something you want to dump in there, go ahead, and we'll try to talk about it. We are taking part in the United We Strike weekend. On the line with me now, I have Karen Quintostato, as well as Vinny Eastwood, and we're trying to add Rick Margetz, and we'll get him on here shortly. He's from England, Vinny is from New Zealand, and Karen is in an undisclosed secret bunker pulling her hair out because she's coordinating a lot of things this weekend. And before I jump to these guys, you know, I was talking to Vinny. Those of you watching on JTV, that feed is up and running, so you can watch me do the program live. And if you're not in the chat room, get in there. We have about 80 people in there right now, which is not bad for a Friday night. But I was talking with Vinny. We were sharing the fact that, you know, Vinny was sharing the fact that there's all kinds of things going on in New Zealand right now, and I'm sure we're going to get into that. But if you just go to Drudge and start looking at the headlines, and you go past the Tim Tebow picture that's dominating the website right now, and before I get any haters, especially Horse, who's in the chat room, who's from Denver, my kid is a giant Broncos fan, so by osmosis, I'm a Broncos / Tim Tebow fan. But my God Almighty, we have so many things going on around the world that are literally terrifying. All right, and I want to touch on a few of these. But before I go any further, I want to say something that about last night's program. Warren was on. He was calling in from Florida, and we were talking about the outrageous corruption of the government. And he made a comment about his advice is to get away from the government, the connection with the government, any way possible. And then he listed off a bunch of things, such as if you get away from Social Security, and what he was meaning by all this was get away from it because it's going to be yanked from you anyway. It's going to be used as a tool in order to manipulate the masses. So if you can possibly get away from it, go ahead and get away from it. But in his list, he had mentioned schools. Now, I have people who work, I guess, for free for Wide Awake News who have dedicated their life to educating children. And, during his mini rant, it didn't even register on me. He talked about schools. And so I agreed with him, blank check, agreed with him. And I want to apologize to the person's feelings that I hurt because it was not my intent. I send my child to our public school system. I have family members who work in the public school system, and they do a great job. It isn't that way everywhere in the country, but it is that way in a lot of the country. So, and in fact, when I think of schools, I always think of local. When I think of corruption in government, I'm always thinking national. So I'm going to clarify that giving that blanket agreement with him was a mistake on my part, and I will work harder not to make that mistake again in the future. Okay, let's get into what's going on now. You know, Cynthia McKinney comes out with a story today. She's a former congresswoman, Cynthia McKinney, letting the world know that we have 12,000 United States troops sitting in Malta, ready to jump in inside of where? You know, is it Iran? Are we going to go in and try to shore up the civil war that seems to be degenerating, Iraq seems to be degenerating into? Or is it to shore up the troops who are desecrating bodies? And more than likely, we'll see some kind of blowback from that inside of Afghanistan. So these 12,000 troops waiting in reserve to go bail out one of the wars we're already fighting in that region of the world? No. 12,000 troops sitting ready to go in Malta to go inside of Libya because that situation is getting completely and totally out of control. We have backed the people that we claim are our enemy. You know, they're fighting in the streets of Iraq one day. Now they're part of the so-called freedom fighters in Libya. There's civil war about to break out there. There's still a strong resistance. There's still strong tribal infighting going on inside of Libya. So troops are poised, ready to go, according to this story from Cynthia McKinney that I'll put into the chat room here in a few minutes. So, you know, we have war after war after war, or potential war. And while this is going on, we have Europe hitting a brick wall today, with 9 European countries being downgraded or coming under the heavy hand of the Wall Street rating agencies to force them to implement this kind of draconian austerity, or to guarantee the debt of the banks who immerse these nations in debt in the first place. So we have the political meltdown going on inside of the Middle East, North Africa. We have the potential wars on every single front you can almost imagine at this point. We have the financial chaos going on inside of Europe. And even here in our own country, we get 400,000 jobs, first time unemployment claims yesterday. We have Evans from the Fed coming out today saying that the unemployment rate will more than likely rise. And the Federal Reserve, to calm a skittish market, is, in my opinion, came out late in the day announcing that it would seriously consider more quantitative easing in its January 24th, 25th meeting this month. So, you know, of course, I believe this is a trick to calm the markets, and we saw a little bit of a rally at the end of it. But the reason I'm throwing all this at you tonight is because we need to understand where we are in this world. Now, Vinny's going to tell us what he's got going on in New Zealand, but it's this way everywhere. It's this way everywhere. Hopefully we can get our guest on from England. They will tell us the same story. Everybody that I talk to via Skype or email or through the radio program or YouTube, from around the world, we're hearing the same stories. The same stories that lead to more pain and suffering for the citizens of these nations, and more bailing out of the bankers who brought these nations to their knees in the first place. And the end result, the end solution, seems to be we will have a global war. Now, there's a lot of people who think that global war began when Iran met with Russia and China and India and denied refused to start trading their oil, or keep trading their oil, in U.S. dollars. It sure seems to be that story that came out of just a few days ago seems to be right on the mark. I mean, it's unbelievable to sit here and watch all these events going on, yet most people are just tied up with whatever the mainstream is putting out there. But unfortunately, you know, we talked on the program for quite some time about when the crisis of reality hits, it is going to be a 16-pound, unless you're in New Zealand, I think it's like a 3-kilo, sledgehammer hitting you right between the eyes. This reality train is coming down the track, and it looks to be that a lot of this is going to come to a head inside of 2012, maybe inside the next, you know, 60 or 90 days for that matter. All right, let's get into United We Strike. I hope we're simulcasting now on United We Strike Radio as well as Rinse Radio. But joining me now, we have Karen Quinn Tostado, one of the founders of United We Strike, and Vinny Eastwood, who's joining us from New Zealand. And I hope I gave you enough time, Vinny, to choke down your sandwiches, because you've been working radio all day long.
Charlie, I'm sorry, but we dropped the stream for United We Strike because we don't have it until we can get Rick Margetz in here. And we've been real good all day about the simulcast, but if we could just get him in, then we can continue and pick it up on the other side there.
Well, how about we just pretend that we're on live radio and not talk about the technical issues?
You know what? That's a good point. We do have 105 people in the chat room listening to us, and we're broadcasting on Rinse. So, guys, welcome to the program. Karen Quinn Tostado, I it's always my pleasure to join you on these United We Strike weekends. I'm glad that you could join me tonight, and we'll get this simulcast worked out. Vinny,
I want to take off from something you said earlier about how if you bring on somebody from the UK or New Zealand, it's the same thing happening everywhere. That's why they call it a new world order. I mean, name me a country that is exempt from that definition, okay? There ain't one. If you live on Earth, and as far as I know, everybody does, apart from a few people who are tripping balls on LSD, then you're screwed by the New World Order on a daily basis. Now, I don't know about you, Charlie, but when I'm getting screwed, I don't like it because, well, let's face it, it's not a very nice thing to do to people, is it? It's not nice to have your stuff stolen off you. It's not nice to be lied to. It's not nice to be assaulted, killed, and watch your country and your people get sucked down the gurgling maw of a bunch of ruthless psychopathic killers that are currently have so much power that it's just not possible for the people who are supposed to be protecting us to do so. You know, the government's supposed to protect us. Ah, oh, well, too late. Government's already been bought out by those same psychopathic sons of you-know-whatsa to do it, you know. I feel, frankly, that in New Zealand, in fact, I think everybody kind of feels this exact same way. I feel at the centre of it all. Do you feel like that sometimes, Charlie, that, oh, I'm just at the centre of it all. I've got scumbaggery on the left. I've got skullduggery on the right. I've got terrible weights of taxation falling down upon me and only hell to descend into. So they've got you from the north, south, the east, and the west, and they're not going to have sex with you and let you grope their breast. You know what I'm saying? They take and take and take and take, and they basically, they don't let you take anything, obviously. You know, you go down to the state unemployment office and you just need some food or something like that because you're starving to death. They require you to jump through X amount of hoops, and if you've got one tiny little thing wrong on your application form, they'll deny you, so you've got to go home hungry tonight. And that actually happened to me a couple of days ago. But anyway, I was talking about my show that I did today on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and we had probably, I'd wager, one of the most important shows we've ever done, like ever. We had this huge disaster here, false flag. Obviously, as pretty much every disaster these days seems to be. And it's this huge oil tanker called the Rena. Not an oil tanker, sorry, a cargo ship called the Rena. Incidentally, carrying an awful lot of incredibly toxic cargo, including this ship is known for transporting radioactive material and various other naughty, nasty and kind of stuff that you really don't want to have dumped next to one of the biggest summer destination cities in the whole country. And yet, here it is, all over the place, containers washing up on beaches full of chemicals and wood and oily sheepskin and cars and pre-packaged burgers, powdered milk, etc. All over the place. And the media has just basically, they don't report on any of the extra stuff that's coming on here because, hey, New Zealand's supposed to be nuclear free, and yet our Prime Minister John Key has admitted that, yes, nuclear materials are allowed in New Zealand, provided they don't wind up getting shipped out on the ground, okay? Like, you're allowed to put hazardous materials through our ports and everything. You're just not allowed to actually take them off the boats before you come out. It's a nice little loophole that they love that right there. But of course, I think that the whole idea is, if you're not basically having a line in the sand, as it were, saying no nuclear materials whatsoever. That's what New Zealanders thought that policy was when we instituted during the 80s, because we stopped US ships coming here. Now, at what point is a US ship going to unload its nuclear engines onto the port? It's not going to happen, is it?
No, it's not.
You know, so what the heck are they talking about? What's going on here? And the fact is, it's just a whole bunch of BS. And the other thing that we got into today was the Christchurch quake. You know, September last year, I think it was. Or in fact, it might have been September 2 years ago, isn't it? And we had such a massive, massive string of earthquakes. There's been something like 8,000 of them thus far. Turns out that, you know, all those little telltale signs of harp weapons and scalar weapons being used, sonic booms in the right. air, as was reported by at least 40 eyewitnesses in mainstream news, massive, what are they called, meteor-like objects coming out of the sky causing these big sonic booms, and meteors can't cause sonic booms because they're traveling at about 20, 30, 40,000 miles an hour, and you need to be breaking the sound barrier going from at least 600 miles to 800 miles an hour before you get that poof kind of sonic boom thing. So these are all telltale signs of HAARP. We've had rainbow clouds, and the coincidences start stacking up even worse than that, because we had a military drill, a disaster relief drill, incidentally, going on in the exact same day. On that exact same day, we also had 9 US congressmen and the head of FEMA here. Those US congressmen jumped on a plane, went back to the States, and 2 hours later, the FEMA person who stayed behind now had a massive disaster relief effort to coordinate, didn't he? What a freaking lucky coincidence that he was the one who stayed behind to coordinate the disaster. Oh, sorry, Freudian slip there. You know, and now the city is so effed up. You know how it says in the Bible, don't build your house on sand? Well, New Zealanders are just that bright that we've built an entire freaking city on it. It's called Christchurch. And now we've got so much liquefaction that even the Rolling Stones with their new hit album, I Can't Get No Liquefaction, can't even perform there because the stage won't even stand on the ground straight. Oh my God, it's nuts. This whole city's effed, and this is the second biggest city in the whole country, right? And we also have these massive bubbles of goodness knows what kind of gas and stuff, both coming out of Lyttelton Harbour, which is a alleged dormant volcano, as well as the ground. They've measured the water temperature actually heating up. There have been chemtrails all over the place. Incidentally, when we have large aftershocks, there's usually been a big round of chemtrail spraying. I've got a couple of friends down in Christchurch who've been taking photos and sending them of me, and as soon as I receive the photos on the other end via email or Skype or whatever, I also get another email in my inbox from the mainstream news, which I monitor, saying that there's been another massive earthquake.
Yeah, I mean, you're dragging in, you know, these disasters, you know, natural disasters, and I'm doing air quotes. The folks on JTV can see me, but then, you know, so you're this is being dumped on top of all the what's going, you know, the boots on the ground, ready to wage World War III if it's not already begun. What's going on? The financial collapse inside of Europe, which is going to, I believe, be the finger out of the dam to start this global financial meltdown that's going to make 2008 look like a day in Romper Room. It's more important now than I believe ever to have things like United We Strike, which I believe was the front runner, the forerunner to the Occupy movement. Before we go any further, I need to make sure we have Rick Margetz on the line. Rick, are you with us?
Yep, he's got on mute, I bet.
Okay. All right. Well,
it's almost 2 p.m. there, but
okay.
Yeah,
well, here's the lineup we got, guys. If you're listening on United We Strike Radio, and you want to join in the chat, we have about 115 people in Wide Awake Radio's chat room. Go to wideawakenews.com, click on the Wide Awake Radio button. That'll take you right into the chat room if you want to join the folks we already have in there. Right now on the radio with us, everybody heard Karen's lovely voice there. We have Karen Quinn Tostado. We have Vinny Eastwood, who's all fueled up on a few of those Kiwi sandwiches from New Zealand. And we have Rick Margetz from United Kingdom. And I believe, do we have you on now, Rick? No, we do not. All right.
Well, so he was on, Charlie, so that he could connect us.
Oh, okay.
See, the United We Strike stream.
So he wasn't
coming
at all.
To tie us together. Yeah, no, he was trying to connect us, and that's why I wasn't trying to get
he's
all
doing
the
right
background
now,
stuff in.
He's sitting there right now like Bonnie, who's the webmaster of Wide Awake News, would be if I was trying to call her onto the air. He's probably sitting there waving his hands at the computer saying, I'm not coming on there.
Well, I was talking to you for a little bit, but unfortunately I've got two mic buttons. And I move around a lot, so I press them. You know, sometimes one fails, you never know.
Well, Rick, welcome to the program. I'm glad you got you on the air. And I'm sorry for the technical problems on getting you set up, but
a device for you that my girlfriend suggested to me, a surgically implanted mute button.
Rick, I want to pick your brain a little bit. You're there in the UK. I mean, how is the news received today in your region with 9 European nations being downgraded by these rating agencies? I mean, is there first of all, every time I get somebody on from the UK, you know, we had massive protests, massive civil unrest in the UK before the Occupy movement began. It really started back in 2009 with the European debt crisis. We've seen more and more unemployment and more austerity being implemented on the people of England. And so we saw the first, I think, you know, Western pushback came out of your region. How did the news of these nine downgrades go over today with all the hoptimism that's been coming up with the European debt crisis going to be settled? These banks inside of Greece were going to take a haircut, or the banks owning the Greek debt were going to take a haircut. All of that fell apart today. What are you hearing?
Well, it's a complete joke, really, to be honest. I haven't looked at the news. I haven't seen any news today. I've been here pressing buttons and trying to make this radio thing work. But, you know, we've got several BBC channels. Everybody hates the BBC. You've got Radio 1, Radio 2, Radio 3, Radio 4, Radio 4 Extra. And you've got all these. And you can get some good news out there, but, you know, you've got to go hunting for it. There was they did actually have a good program on Radio 4 a few days ago, and I actually thought they were going to start talking about fractional reserve, but I could hear a little bit of panic in the back end of the studio, and then they brought somebody on to talk about TV for the next half hour, so that was crap. But that's about the level of it, really. They butter you up in the morning, you get nice peaceful news and fun stuff, and at the end of the day you get all the doom and gloom and the disaster. I hear a break coming on now.
Well, I'm sending Brett a message right now. Brett, go ahead. Can we just cancel the break tonight? We have too many guys on here and too much stuff to cover. So let's just cancel the break for tonight.
See, I'm not sure why this whole European debt crisis thing is happening. I mean, can't Obama just fix it with his sacred Hopi Changey dance?
Well, that's running very thin, and you know, the notion that he's somehow going to bring about change. You know, it proved to be true. And before I get into Democrat or Republican bashing, I mean, let's just admit right now that they're the same people. There is no difference between, you know, Mitt Romney or Barack Obama. And I've been called out a little bit for, you know, saying, you know, I've been asked directly, would I support whoever the Republican nominee is if it's not Ron Paul? And my answer is absolutely not. I hope Ron Paul runs as a third party candidate. If Romney gets the nomination, and you know, the fear of him splitting the vote and giving us another 4 years of Obama, big deal. It's no different than getting four more years of Romney. I mean, we're going to head down the same path regardless.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter if Obama's in control of the country or if Romney gets his mitts on it. It doesn't matter.
No, it does not. Yeah. Karen, chime in here. Yeah.
Isn't that why everybody in the States is becoming so apathetic? You know, like in New Zealand, we had the lowest voter turnout since 1886 for our last election, you know? And it's pretty straightforward to see why, because the media was reporting, oh, the national government was Republican. We want to privatize everything and send our troops overseas for American foreign policy purposes party. And they said, oh, they're going to win by a wide margin. They're going to get like 50%. They can govern alone. It's going to be easy peasy. And sure enough, because everybody thought that the evil scumbags who they really don't want in power were going to get power anyway, it disincentivized even getting off the couch one day of an entire year to go out and fill out and tick two boxes and say, hey, I'm sorry, I don't want sociopaths ruling my country. This is too much effort. And those people that I've actually talked to, a few people who didn't vote, and they said, well, I'm expressing my disdain for the system, you know, I'm not gonna do it. And I say, mate, silence is taken as consent. If you're expressing disdain for the system by not voting, what you're actually doing is expressing your undying apathetic support for it, douchebag. Shut up! Get out there and frickin' vote against these scumbags. I mean, at the very least, vote no confidence. Deface that freaking fraudulent voting form. Two slashes right across it, diagonal with NC written in red, okay? That is uniform commercial code for no confidence. If you're not going to vote, you should vote no confidence, because if you do not vote at all, And if you do not vote no confidence, basically, you are simply supporting the system that you hate and don't want to participate in. And as a direct result, you will wind up getting a scumbag in charge again, and you won't have any choice in the matter.
Well, you know, you're right. And Karen, I want to get you in on this because, you know, one thing that we've talked about before, I've talked about on the program, Karen, and I know you have spoke to this as well, is there comes a time, you know, when we've been drugged down so far down this road, you know, when somebody is just waking up, you have to cut them some slack, right? Because we've all been brought up in this pop culture. We've, you know, for the last 40 years, it's been don't worry about what's happening in government. These people have it under control. You know, be distracted with this, that, or the other thing. And so a lot of people have been brought up that way to think that, you know, these guys in the $20,000 suits on Wall Street, they got the financial thing all figured out. These guys in Washington, D.C., they have the political thing figured out. And so people get complacent. But there truly does come a time, Karen, where you have to realize what's happening all around you, and you have to do something. And you're advocating that doing something is doing nothing. You know, what I mean by that is telling them, no more, you're done. You're done spending my money to wage these wars. You're done spending my money to turn my nation into a police state. It is peaceful pushback. It is civil noncompliance, Karen.
Well, it's peaceful noncompliance, and it's because they take us down individually. And I'd like to share this that just came in. Last week, a federal judge in Mississippi sentenced a mother of two named Anina McLemore to 3 years in a federal prison for lying on a government application in order to obtain food stamps. She was trying to feed her children. Since she had 4 drug convictions in her past, she was ineligible to receive food stamps, so she lied in order to get the help. The total cost of her fraud was $4,367. She paid the money back, but Judge Henry Wingate had the option of sentencing her to federal guidelines, which would have left her with a term of 2 to 8 months, followed by probation. But Wingate is so tight and into the system and so outraged by her fraud that he decided to serve her up a deluxe vacation using another federal statute that permitted him to give her up to 5 years, but he gave her 3 years, saying the defendant's criminal record is simply abominable. She has been the beneficiary of government generosity in a state court. And so now I'm thinking Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the argument, and it really gets me fired up when we'll hear the standard shtick, right, from the so-called red team, that the country's problems is based in laziness. The country's problem is based in people who could barely fog up a mirror getting loans to go buy mortgages. We're, you know, and the people who are on food stamps, or the people who have been foreclosed, or the people who are on welfare. This is the problem with the country. This is the message that is going to be pounded down our throats for the next year until the election. You know, and Mitt Romney standing up there, this corporate raider standing up there talking about he knows how to create jobs, and trying to get this hostility going. But drive a wedge between people in this nation. The reason the country's in the shape it's in, and if a red stater or red team member comes up to you and says it's the person's fault who has who's on welfare, been foreclosed, living in Section 8 housing, and they want to throw that person under the bus, you need to understand. You know, they'll bring up terms like, "Well, this is a communist nation. We're bringing people from the cradle to grave with social programs." It's a lie. It's a trap. It's like, as I said last night, somebody mentioned that I brought up the word again. It's a canard, right? The socialism, the communism that has occurred, you need to look at Wall Street. These too big to fail firms have cost this nation trillions of dollars. We've almost doubled our national debt in less than a decade. And this money has went substantially to bail out the too big to fail firms who brought the nation to its knees. We spent $900 billion in the last 4.5 months since the big super committee deal was made to raise our debt ceiling. This money isn't being spent bailing out, you know, Joe and Jane Public who got foreclosed from their home, or this money isn't being spent, namely, to keep people on food stamps or welfare or social programs. It's being spent to try to shore up a global economy that has been utterly decimated by these criminals, right? And Mitt Romney is going to go in there and continue forth with the same policy that Barack Obama has, that George Bush has, which is to keep the financial elite flush, fat, and happy with cash. And they have absolutely no problem whatsoever letting us rip each other apart, blaming each other for it, while they sit there and laugh on their piles of cash while people are being slaughtered around this planet, being thrown into meat grinders in order to feather their bed. I mean, you've got it down there, Charlie.
Isn't also Ron Paul is talking about cutting 40-60% out of social programs and only 25% off the military budget. So, you know, folks, we cannot afford to wait until November while these bozos take over our lives while granting each other all of the vacations and the bonuses. And we just spent, what, $5 million on BS's vacation?
Yes.
Come on. It's time to get real. It's time to unite. It's time to stop allowing this and to understand we're all in this together. And that's what this Peace Train Marathon is about. We heard people all day long today in different parts of the world. We heard from some Native Indians. We heard from people in the Gulf, the ongoing Gulf drilling disaster, which is really a massacre. I mean, life as they knew it is over, and people are sick and dying, and we're not hearing about it, but they want your money to destroy other parts of the world and other people's children and their future. It is time to wake up, folks. It's time to understand that waiting to vote or waiting for somebody else to save you is not going to happen. This is the year to empower ourselves to realize individually we need to set our own boundaries. We need to understand that when we're angry, it's usually out of hurt and fear. Instead of reacting, we need to step back, take a deep breath, and really investigate where this came from and understand we've all been lied to.
Yeah, absolutely. We're totally lied to and distracted with news that doesn't matter. Like, a New Zealander's reported yesterday that people who are frauding the government for benefits made off with $20 million last year. And also, the government borrowed $400 million last week. Which one of those two facts was reported? And what I really want to know, to the extent possible, is where's my bailout? You know, I'm 6'4". I'm too big to fail. Where's mine?
Exactly.
Well, it's just because we don't really hear enough of this, and that's another thing with this new United We Strike 2012 Peace Train, and we have a logo too. You can check it out at UnitedWeStrike.com. We got the peace train out there, but it really is about traveling.
Karen, let me jump in real quick because Cookie in the chat and other, I've seen some others ask in the chat, is the United We Strike chat room up and running? And if so, where?
Actually, it's on ICRadioNetwork.com. It's been a little quiet today, but we've worked on it again. Rick got it up there. And so, yes, we'll be monitoring it tomorrow. And there are also going to be two more programs following. Mike Rivero, who's on your program, is following. And then Chris and Cherie Geo are taking us out. So, yes, there's a chance to keep connecting there if you folks would like to.
Yeah, and as always, I mean, this chat room is open if you guys want to, if the listeners want to hang out and listen to the rest of the programming for United We Strike, feel free to do that. I'll pop in time and again and hope maybe even get back on the air a little bit as well. You know, it's extremely frustrating, and that is the world we live in, right? Especially in alternative media, we see the events occurring before our eyes, and we see the attempts by the power elite, by the mainstream media. These are all, you know, owned and operated by the same individuals, doing everything they can to keep the cattle in the right stall, right? To keep us divided and conquered. But now, let's, for the last 20 minutes or so, let's look at some of the positive things that are happening. You know, here in the U.S., Vinny, I don't know how close you're monitoring the situation with Ron Paul. And Karen, you know, you see
he,
this.
He almost beat Romney in the last primary, didn't he?
Romney in New Hampshire was a sound winner. You know, the numbers came out. He was 40%, 39%. Paul was a second place at about 15% under that. But, you know, the thing that we need to take out of that is in Iowa in 2008, he won one county. He was single digits in New Hampshire, and then he finished out the entire affair in single digits percentage-wise. he has had a mainstream corporate media attack on him since 2008. He got a little bit of lamplight in 2008 when our non-representing representatives were, you know, trying to scare the living hell out of everybody in this country to go along with the bailouts. So they played Ron Paul, they played in the Fed, they played to that message for about 5 minutes, and then he was back with the tinfoil hat crowd, at least portrayed by the mainstream media. And certainly in this election cycle, they've had him pegged as a nut job. He can't win. You know, it's just an apparition in Iowa. He won't do anything in New Hampshire. He won't do anything in South Carolina. And despite all that, his numbers are absolutely soaring. And I reported last night on the program, if you look at mainstream and the media mainstream is using social networks such as Twitter, and in the last week, you know, the Twitter mentions by the top political candidates, 1 to 5, Ron Paul's number one. He's got 275,000 mentions, which is 75,000 more than Mitt Romney, you know, the golden child who is going to come in and save the day for the GOP. So on Main Street, on social media sites, he is the talking point. Main Street is hearing his message, and they're talking about it. If you look at the numbers that the mainstream media in the top five mentioned, he's at the very bottom with only 4,300 mentions compared to Barack Obama's 11,500 mentions. So the good news out of that is even though he has the entire elite against him, he is still his message is still being heard. Karen makes a point that he's been in Washington, D.C. a long time, and he has, and nobody's perfect. But I tell you, his message, you can go back 30 years ago and listen to the message he was bringing before the cameras, you know, and it's the exact same message he has now. He is talking about reducing the military by not enough, I grant you that, Karen, but he's talking about doing it by stopping the extension of military empire that we have around this planet and bringing troops home to protect this country. He's also talking about cutting out $1 trillion in the first year he's in office. And these messages make sense. You know, he talks about going after the folks who brought us to the condition we're in, the Federal Reserve auditing them and perhaps getting rid of them. And I think this is what's resonating. And people, even through all the propaganda, even through all the nonstop barrage of stories about how he's nuts and, you know, guys like Mitt Romney have the answer, his message is still getting heard and still growing.
Well, yeah, but we do have to understand that all the people right now who are struggling with food stamps and struggling with Social Security to get by and not getting their cost of living raises until finally this year, forget 2011 and 2010. These people have paid in. Many of them have paid in all of their lives. You cannot just call these people, you know, deadbeats. These people believed in the system that lied to them. We need to figure out how to go around this. And I think actually that when enough of us understand what's going on here, it's time to go back in history and declare a jubilee and wipe out all debts and start over. And with this woman here who was thrown in jail by this horrendous judge, you know, that's the time for local action. Imagine what would have happened if every single person in that community had shown up in the courtroom and they blocked all of the streets. That's the type of action we need, you know? Corzine gets away with billions. Goldman Sachs government continues to go. They're bleeding all of us. And I refuse to accept the fact that we've got to take money out of some of the poorest people who are living here in this country just to satisfy BS and his administration. That's Barry Sotero. That's all we're getting. And it's time to wake up. We cannot wait until November. We need change now. Education, preparation, peaceful resistance through massive strikes and noncompliance. That's what 2012, the peace train is all about with United We Strike. And folks, we are building momentum. We've got two more days of the marathon. We've got more programming coming up tonight, UnitedWeStrike.com. We are coming. The time of the people is here. We will be heard. Watch out. Get on the peace train. All aboard. Leave your baggage at the door. Get on a peace train. We're headed for freedom.
You want to sing a song for us, Karen?
I sing a song of freedom. I sing a song of peace. There you go.
Thank you very much.
We create what we seek.
That was outstanding.
I got a song that I want to dedicate to my prime sinister, John Key. Oh, Johnny Key, oh, Johnny Key, please stop engaging in scumbaggery.
Oh, that's outstanding. Vinny, what, your efforts, you're the king of alternative media on your island.
I'm not a monarchist, I'm sorry. I wouldn't accept that title.
Okay, well, whatever title you want to put on there, you're the king of the sandwich shop. Do you see your efforts paying off? I mean, are you seeing any positive coming out of exposure of this scumbaggery, as you say?
Yeah, all the time. But it's mostly, you kind of feel detached, really, because when you're the one talking about it and you're not the one actually that's in the trenches, per se, it's very difficult to see whether or not you're getting results to an extent, right? Like, I have Kiwi activists who, basically, they never get on talk radio here in New Zealand, or at the very least, they're never invited, but they still call in to it to a degree. They're not very well-versed with cameras. They can't edit worth a dang. They're very humble people. All activists I've found are incredibly humble people. And so me being the opposite of all of that, I'm the perfect person to shamelessly promote them and get all their words and actions and all of that kind of stuff out there. So I kind of feel I'm sort of like at the center of this little rotating Milky Way universe in New Zealand, because I'm not only just talking to new Kiwi activists, I'm also talking to Americans and people from the UK. And all over the world. I've got listeners in Tunisia, and it is just basically, I feel that there's this sort of nexus thing going on, and it just keeps growing and building and building. So I'm getting more emails, I'm getting more donations, I'm getting more hits on my websites, I'm getting more people send me messages saying, thank you, Vinny, for doing what you do, because without you, we'd have no alternative media in New Zealand, and more stuff like that. I'm getting advertisers for the first time actually start from businesses in New Zealand that are now threatened by Codex Alimentarius legislation that I've been commenting on the show for the past a month or so, coming up to me and wanting to sponsor me and help me and that kind of thing. And it dawns on me that because I do all those things for other people that they can't do for themselves, because I can edit videos, because I host a radio show and I do all the archiving and get their words out to everybody else there, I'm basically held in a pin, because I need all the help of other people to do those other things that I can't do for myself, namely produce an income, spread me out onto other people's websites, you know. And Charlie, thank you very much. I noticed my gorillamedia.co.nz banner on wideawakenews.com, and of course it's things like that, how everybody's doing this for me for free, because I'm doing everything for them for free, and it's all about cross promotion and working together and collaboration. Because when you have a look at the systems of economics, it's never been competition that has actually worked very well at all. It's actually been collaboration that works much, much better, more efficiently, because when you've got all these people working together, they're not working against one another, so that they can grow and become stronger, become more innovative, and become more effective at doing what they're doing through learning and evolving with each other. And I just feel very privileged to be in this position, not because anybody else really put me here. You know, I've paid my dues, I've earned my thing, I've been living hand to mouth for 4 years, going out with a camera, ambushing the Prime Minister, former Prime Minister, our heads of finance, health, and all of these other various media scum that I ambush at protests, and just basically, you know, try to point out some of their scumbaggery. And because I've been putting all this effort in all day, every day, full time, you'd expect to see a big result, wouldn't you? But the fact of the matter is, Rome wasn't built in a day, nor can it be destroyed in a day. Okay, and what we're trying to do here is basically just take out the remnants of the global Rome, in quotation marks, and I expect to keep fighting this fight for as long as I'm still capable of breathing. And even then, I'll come back and haunt John Key. he'll be sleeping, you know, nice in his bed with his pajamas and slippers on or something, and he'll just sit bolt upright, and he'll hear this very scary sound, scumbaggery, scumbaggery. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I think we have to watch out also for all the pedophiles and their scumbuggery.
Oh, brother. Vinny, I want to speak to collaboration, and you're right. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day or torn down in a day. But as we see events collide, right, as we see more and more things happen, I see a definite expanse, a definite increase in the number of people who are willing to look at alternative media for their information and to join things like United We Strike or Wide Awake Radio or Vinnie Eastwood Show. You know, they're willing to join in, listen, and participate. And just the notion that people are turning away from the mainstream media. Report last year sold over half the country, half the United States no longer trusts the mainstream media because it's turned into infotainment. But, you know, the fact that people are starting to tune in more, the fact that the alternative media people are not, like you say, they're very humble for the most part, and they're willing to, you know, cross-promote each other for absolutely nothing, and it's all about driving, you know, websites and radio programs to reach more and more people, not for money, because, you know, a lot of us, myself, work a day job, know that the future of this economy is in a whole lot of trouble, and I'm not going to be getting all kinds of I'm out here talking about things that don't, that are not conducive to getting all kinds of advertisers or getting donations, because I'm talking to the people who have been directly affected by a banker takeover economy. So, you know, the people doing this, the people sharing website space, cross-promoting through radio programs, organizing things like United We Strike, it's working, and people are starting to wake up to it. And I hold out hope that, you know, we'll have this as we see events accelerate. We'll see the acceleration of the awakening as well. You know, and a lot of people think, myself included, that you know, the Occupy movement was inspired by frustration because of the situation the planet is in. The Tea Party movement was inspired by the situation the planet was heading in. And, you know, this awakening is going to continue. And I think it's critical for programs like United We Strike, the Vinnie Eastwood Show, Wide Awake Radio, to keep doing what we're doing and pressing harder and harder as we go forward. Because as one commenter in the chat room here put, there, you know, there's not going to be a next year. Monetary crash, global sovereignty crash, global credit crashes, major earthquakes, and on, major volcanoes. We could add to this. Major wars, major rumors of wars. Every time we turn on the TV, there's some other crisis going on. These are going to continue to mount and escalate. So must the efforts of alternative media to get the truth out there. And because, you know what, they're going to offer a solution at the end of all this, and is going to be, you know, the chains, the shackles around your wrist, and chaining you into being nothing more than a serf in this neo-feudal system, Karen.
Yeah, and that's why people have got to laugh about it, you know. Cast off your shackles and give it a cackle.
Lovely. Karen, I want to give you a few minutes because we have about 2 minutes left on this feed. So get in here and inspire us all, because that's what you're good at.
Well, I'm inspired by this weekend. And if you heard the energy today, we've had different simulcasts all throughout the day. We were on Oracle. We've been on Wolf Spirit Radio. We've been on TruthNet.ning. We are bringing in some of the best people around who are rising to the occasion so that all of us can get on the same page. And that is the idea with the Peace Train. The United We Strike 2012 Peace Train is all about moving for freedom, dropping the baggage at the door. No infighting with the patriots. Let's step aboard, because we need freedom. That is the bigger problem. You can sit on opposite sides of the train, but what we want you to do is connect, meet with other people, and find out what's really going on in their part of the world, because it's the same. And just like the story that I shared about this woman who lied to get her children food stamps because she was ineligible, because she was on drugs, when you think about the fact that the United States government is heavily invested in drugs with the CIA and the poppy fields and all the rest of it, folks, you know, we need to really wake up and to honor the 15th. That is our corporate boycott, and it's easy. Don't buy anything from multinational corporations or anything you don't research. Don't comply by keeping your money in these Wall Street derivative banks and ask why. Why are we here? What can I do? And one of the things you can do is shop local, go local, start meeting the people in your community. Tune into these monthly marathons. We're all weekend long now, 3 days, all day tomorrow and Sunday. We're going to have people from all over the world sharing what's really going on so that mainstream might forget about it. But every month we're going to come back and we're going to revisit some of these highlights. The Gulf debacle is not over. People are sick. People are dying. People are dying all over the world because we ignore the malfeasance. And while we allow the children to perish and we destroy their future, we are paying, honoring, and obeying the miscreants who caused this. BS and his crew, the banksters, Goldman Sachs, all of that. It's time, folks, to bring them down and to recreate our world from the inside out.
And I just wanted to issue a correction there. I think you're showing a little bit of disrespect, Karen, that the proper title is President BS.
Vinny Eastwood, I want you to give your website out real quick. I saw it in the chat room, but give it out for the folks who are not in the chat room. Go ahead, real quick.
I got several. TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinny with a Y because it's the most important question. Also, GorillaMedia.co.nz. Gorilla like a soldier, not like a 6'4" ape like me.
United We Strike Radio all weekend long will be partaking in the choo-choo train, right, Karen?
That's right, you know, and I wasn't meaning to show just a little respect. I'm meaning to show as much lack of respect as possible.
That a girl. All right, guys, greatly appreciate you coming on and sharing the hour with me. United We Strike all weekend. Guys, I'll be in and out of the chat room. If you want to hang out here and listen to the United We Strike weekend, please feel free to do so. We'll be back Monday with Warren Pollock. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Have a good night. Peace.